Jasmine caught my attention from the corner of my eye as she walked by in a red, figure-hugging dress that barely covered her pert ass, let alone her pussy. Her blonde, freshly curled hair, for which she paid hundreds for, cascaded down her back. Ooh, what I would give to grasp my palm around that hair and bend her over. Well? My trail of thought stopped as she gave me a pointed expression. This was one of those times she had spoken and I really hadn't paid any attention to her. I wasn't sure which route to take as I let out a low groan and my eyes skimmed over her small frame. I cleared my throat, trying to think of something else as my cock stiffened in my sweat. Do you really need to dress like that?
What do you mean? She said, her voice lower than a moment ago.
I knew where this was heading before anything more was said.
You're saying that I'm not hot?
How could I put this without pissing her off? I never said that. I just meant, you're not going out to impress anyone. Why the need for all the makeup? Or that fucking dress, I added in my head. Not bothering to hide her annoyance, she rolled her eyes.
You'll never understand. I must appear well-dressed. Don't you want a girlfriend who likes to appear her best always? Better than being a slob in a shirt and sweats.
That remark was towards me, as I currently wore them. I shrugged, brushing the remark off. I'm comfortable.
It's gross.
Her nose crinkled in disgust.
I wouldn't be caught dead wearing sweatpants.
I let out a low chuckle as I walked towards her until my arm snaked around her waist. You do know that I don't care what you wear, right? You're beautiful in anything. My cock twitched as my eyes zoned in on her perky tits when I pulled her closer, wanting her to sense how much I needed her. Stay in. Let me undress you and show you how fun it is to be lazy. Her palms laid flat against my chest, pushing me away.
And that is why I buy your clothes.
She pursed her lips and sighed.
You should dress nice all the time. I miss that about you.
You know what I miss? I had the need to point it out again. I missed sex. 5 months had passed, and I fucking missed having sex. Her blue eyes turned from playful to squinting. She shook her head and walked away.
Is that all you think about?
I'm a man, after all, baby. Can't blame a guy for trying. I grinned. So, how about you skip the girls' night and stay in? I damn well half pouted. At this point, I would have done just about anything to keep her home with me. Her red lips broke into a wide smile, her perfect white veneers showing.
You can wait. I want to hang out with the girls. Lisa and I haven't caught up in forever. I won't drink too much.
Since when have you followed that rule? I raised a brow in question. Her smile faded and she took a scolding tone.
Jackson, don't!
It reminded me too much of my mother. So much for my long-gone hard cock. Sorry, Mum. Jasmine didn't find it funny. Instead, she rolled her eyes with a sneer.
I'm nothing like her.
Yeah, you got that right. Seated on the black leather dining chair, she crossed a leg over the other and proceeded to put on her red-soled heels. I leant against the wall, watching, silently wondering why she was so dressed up. Her lipstick got my attention as she pursed her plump red lips, focusing on clipping the buckle up. My cock began to wake once again. This is when I should have shut up. Instead, I couldn't help myself. You know, you could give me a quick... I glanced down to my crotch, my dick straining against the fabric, then looked back up at her. Before you leave? Her foot fell to the light grey tiled floor with a thump. Her blue orbs widened as she looked up at me with an incredulous glare that gave away her answer before she had to speak.
Are you kidding me? You're such a pig.
Well, fuck. There goes that idea. Mission accomplished. She had the ability to make me as stiff as a rod, but also make me limp with just words.
What's that meant to mean? Jesus, I'm sorry if I'm not really in the mood right fucking now.
When are you ever in the mood? I muttered, pushing off the wall and readjusting. It's not my fault that you're so hot. We were heading towards another fight neither of us wanted to have.